You're listening to SBS News.
Hello?
Hello? Is anybody there?
It's a cold autumn night in Adelaide CBD. Dozens of volunteers are walking across the city. Volunteer Renee Jones says they're seeking the city's homeless, specifically those sleeping on the streets.
And so we're looking in the parklands, parks, streets, businesses, car parks, also vehicles. Some people are in some improvised dwellings sometimes. We're really scouting around as much as possible to see what we can find.
Their search finds 143 people sleeping on the streets. That's a tiny number compared to more than 8,000 people nationally who sleep rough. But Reverend Peter Sanderman, the co-chair of the Adelaide Zero Project, says it's more than aid agencies had previously thought. He says the volunteers are meeting street sleepers and creating what he calls a by-name list. An important step, he says, in ending street homelessness altogether, what he calls functional zero.
Functional zero homelessness is when the number of places to accommodate homeless people is equal to or greater than the number of homeless people. So it means that we can accommodate everybody who needs housing. When we achieve that, we will have achieved functional zero homelessness.
This approach, called the Zero Project, is based on a model used in the United States that has shown promising results. The responses collected will help frontline services provide tailored support to individuals. Adelaide's parklands are sometimes home to Indigenous people visiting from remote communities. Peter Sanderman says the project will also look at providing temporary shelter for this group.
It's a population that moves to Adelaide each year. It's a known phenomenon. What we haven't been able to do successfully in the past is have an appropriate place for those people to stay. So we'll be looking at that solution as well as part of the overall Zero Project.
Jason Warrior from the Western Adelaide Aboriginal Specific Homelessness Service says any approach should be culturally appropriate.
Well, as I said, there's elders within those family groups that could be consulted and they could be the voice for the people in the parklands. And I'm sure they'd be happy to do that if they were provided with an opportunity to speak for themselves.
Reverend Sanderman says one of the biggest obstacles will be ensuring there's enough shelter to meet demand.
Every city in Australia has a housing supply issue. What we now have is the definitive size of the homeless population. So now we can begin to work on placing those people, but also ensuring that we have sufficient housing supply and the services which are required to make those tenancies sustainable.
The Zero Project will first focus on the city centre, but if successful, could be rolled out to other areas. Rhiannon Elston, World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.